Welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. The American Revolution succeeded in securing independence for the 13 colonies, but it ushered in a new era of encroachment and displacement for Native Americans. As the country marks the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, Native historians are working to bring tribal histories from that time to life for interested members of the public. D.J. Huff is Seneca and a historian. He uses period dress and other methods to give the public a living example of historical events. He says cultural sensitivity and authenticity are an important part of his approach. He was once asked to portray famed Delaware chief White Eyes, but declined because he wasn't comfortable representing another tribe's leader. Instead, he found an acceptable compromise, reading the words White Eyes himself had written down.
I try to help out a lot with facilitating between Native nations, building bridges, you know, and trying to get the Native story out there, because you can't tell the American story without talking about the Native story, and we all got to be on the same page. There's not a lot of us brown people around right now, you know? We don't have that huge voice that maybe other peoples do. So we got to band together. So that's really important to me, and doing it in a respectful way. Facilitating that White Eyes depiction over at the Museum of the American Revolution in Philadelphia was quite difficult because there was a lot of meetings going on at that time, and a lot of their people had to go to those meetings that, you know, probably could have portrayed White Eyes at that time. So Fort Pitt and myself, you know, we talked about it with their cultural preservationist. He says, you know, I don't have any problems with DJ, you know, portraying White Eyes right now. It's really a big honor to do that too, because, you know, I don't want to talk for the people. I just want to stick to the facts.
Huff says he hopes his efforts fill a gap in how public education might shortchange Native history in mainstream classrooms. Matthew Putnam also supports innovative ways to share Native history. He is the president of the Stockbridge-Munsee Community Cultural Committee and the tribal historian. He is also a board member for Caesars Ford Theater, an acting guild for Native historical interpreters. He says reenactments help immerse history buffs into past events they wouldn't ordinarily be able to witness firsthand.
One side of the streets is a Native American village, campfires, cooking. Everything is historically accurate, dress, utensils, longhouse, bows, arrows, games, dancing. The other side of the street is all colonial at that time period. Shoemaking, taking care of animals, sword fighting, talks about slavery. So it's quite a very nice event to educate the public. Things that people would never see anymore. And get your mind going.
Putnam says without exposure to modern Native people, some members of the public might not know about tribes' roles in history and what they represent today. Leon Sam Briggs refers to himself as a historical reproduction specialist and traditional teacher. He is Tonawanda Seneca and says it takes personal research and skill to adequately reach audiences with a message that is both accurate and understandable for audiences.
I do everything from traditional brain tanning, you know, to quill work, to bead work. I build birch bark canoes. One of the things that we see now is the education part. You know, there's so much fallacy in upbringing of our people. And I've heard it here. I was speaking at a school, and the Mennonite community asked that their children be excused for that day because they knew that it was a lie because all the Indians were dead. And when they forwarded me that email, I looked at that and I was like, there's a lot of room for education. But one of the things that we see is educating, especially with our language. Our language, our food, our way of life. You know, when a lot of times when you see that, you know, our food is one of our foundations of our life.
Briggs says he has a number of appearances lined up in coordination with the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. He views it as an opportunity to educate both organizers and audiences about how Native people continue to adjust to the legacy of America's push for independence. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices.